Good morning, Pete. Hello, Pete.
Was it T?
All right, T. Hi, T.
Man, I was just calling to chime in. Like, you know, I'm 29. My girl was 29 years old, and now she's dating a 50-year-old.
And what were you chiming in on?
I don't know. I just was looking for a little bit of advice.
Oh, so you weren't chiming in. You had something to bring up. Okay, right, I was confused.
He's lonely.
I got to try to connect the dots sometimes.
I feel like that's chiming in something.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
And she left you for a 50-year-old. That means you were too immature for her. You didn't have anything going on in your life, and she needed stability.
Bam.
Or he has money.
And money.
No, he's a cokehead that like got out of prison, and I actually have a good job.
Wait, that's fun though.
Cokehead like coke dealer, cokehead, or just a guy who does a lot
all
of coke.
All around.
Yeah, and what does he drive?
Camaro.
He doesn't have a license.
Oh man, does she do a lot of coke?
That wasn't the question. What does he drive?
Or a car or anything? He doesn't. Oh, he drives her car illegally.
And what? And is she doing coke? Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's kind of part of the problem.
Yeah, so it's time for you just to move on. It was a blessing in disguise.
But it's messed up because she has a really good job, and I don't want to see her like.
What do you care? Look what she did to you. What do you care?
He loves her.
Nah.
It's that love thing.
No, it's not. You know what? Curious that time. Time, and then give it 6 months, but you go, God, remember when I was chasing that cokehead around? I really cared. Oh.
But here's the thing.
She's not a cokehead, though. He's a cokehead. She's just, like, there for the ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a cokehead.
Okay, but here's the thing. So she goes and dates an older guy. You go and date a younger girl.
Yeah.
You want us to call her, sir?
Oh, man.
I would call her, and I'd get to the bottom of it. You know I would,
we
T.
Could intervene and help so she doesn't lose that awesome job of hers.
Then I could tell you honestly whether or not you should leave her or you get her help.
Right.
I don't mind going on the air. I'm sure like she'll answer. She's not at work yet.
All right, hold on, Carmen, get her number, and let's fix this.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, hurry up.
Matchmaker.
Well, Carmen just standing there staring at the phone.
You got to get some of your Dr. Phil stuff going.
Oh, I'm ready. I already know the problem.
You can take a burro to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a campfire.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I've never done cocaine. Are you up at 6:39 in the morning?
You're up from the night before. You're still up.
Okay.
I've never done it either.
Neither have I.
It always scared. Len Bias. I always heard that story of Len Bias. My dad scared me into never doing
it. Yeah, by the way, anybody in this room believe that was the first time Len Bias did coke?
But when
it's a good
like,
story for kids, though, Jonah and the Whale. Yeah.
13, they're like, hey, that's going to kill you. And you go, yeah, of course. Why would I ever do that?
Right side of the room, non-coke users. Left side of the room, coke users.
What?
You get her on the phone, Cokie. I think the problem is that she has father issues, and that she is going to. She likes the older guys, so that she can get the father issue stuff out of the way.
Or she just likes to party.
Or she likes to party.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's too straight for her, Pete.
Right.
Maybe that's a problem. I'm going to talk to Pete or T.
Or something recently happened in her life to make that change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something traumatic happened, and she's like, I'm going to live for today.
Okay. Let me talk to T and find out. T, you there, sir?
Yes.
Carmen's trying to get her to wake her up and get her on the phone. What is the situation with her father? Do you know?
They recently got divorced, her dad.
Boom.
There you go.
She's
dating somebody that's like 15 years younger.
Boom. There you go. So she's dating an older guy to get even with her father.
And her mom's dating an older guy too.
Yeah. Just like the same. The whore branch doesn't fall very far from the tree. And what is that? The apple? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, horror branch.
She's not what, Carmen?
She's not, sorry. She's not awake yet.
She's not answering her phone?
The first time it rang all the way through.
Yeah.
And then the second time, she sent me straight to voicemail. So.
Try it again. Try it one more time. Okay. Try it one more time, because now she's like, who's calling me? I should answer. She's Googling the phone number. It says Cox Radio. She's like, maybe I want a prize.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Unless we give her.
I mean, if she wakes up, I want to make sure that.
Tell her
we're
gonna give her
air.
Cocaine.
Yeah. See if we have any coke in the prize closet.
Carmen,
we may have some coke in the prize closet.
We have corn tickets if she'd like to go to corn.
No, we don't.
There's probably coke and corn.
There's no problem waking this girl up.
Well, unless she's OD'd.
Oh my! Don't say.
Sorry.
Unless she OD'd, you're saying she should wake up easily. Carmen's saying she's not answering the phone.
No. Once again, she sent me the voicemail.
She didn't OD. She's not OD'ing. She has a good job, like I said.
So what? You don't think people with good jobs OD, especially new coke users? What if she got killed? What if Walter White killed her like he killed Pinkman's girlfriend?
Oh, my God. It's not that. Mike.
T.
I love this show, but come on, man. It's not like that bad. Maybe him.
You don't know, man. You ever see the movie Savages? Those guys were dealing drugs, too, and all of a sudden a bunch of Mexicans came and killed everybody, so you got to be careful.
I don't know what that means, Carmen.
Oh, here.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what. She's not answering right now. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being extreme. Maybe she didn't OD. Maybe she's not even doing drugs. Maybe they are banging so hard right now that she doesn't even want to answer the phone.
Nice.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
She probably was up until 5 o'clock on a binger and still like to sleep.
Yeah, sex binge. He was doing lines so he can stay up.
You're just trying to hurt me.
I'm your realistic best friend. I'm the one friend that's not afraid to tell you the truth. Time for you to move on. What are you doing tonight?
She probably can't answer the phone with her hands full.
You had a friend over.
Oh God.
What are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh,
now that you have no girlfriend.
I don't know. What's going on?
Our band, Pitbull Toddler, is playing a charity benefit show for the folks of Orlando right here in downtown St. Petersburg at Ruby's Elixir at 10 o'clock. You should get there, and we'll be your friends tonight. You know, when your girl breaks up with you and all you want to do is have a couple of Budweisers with your friends, cry a little bit.
All right. Well, who's bringing the coke?
Yeah, no, we don't do it. No. Coke is the source of evil.
We'll just be on the bus.
Forget it. You're uninvited from our party.
We're Spanish. I need to talk Spanish.
Yeah, he'll probably have coke, and he'll hug you, and you guys could do lines off each other.
I think we got something here.
What do we got, Carmen? Oh, hold on.
Hug it up.
Hold on. Carmen's got her. Carmen's got her.
Shut up.
No, we got her. Why would he shut up? By the way, Damon Wayans Jr. from the show New Girl.
Yes.
Coach. Is here. He's coming in the building right now, so we'll bring him in at the top of the hour.
All right, she's on.
What is her name? Karen.
Karen.
All right, hold on. You don't say anything. Karen?
Yes?
Hi, Punkin. You're live on the air. How are you?
Good.
I know you're wondering. You're like, why would this show be calling me?
Yeah.
It has come to our attention that you have a new boyfriend. True or false? Karen?
Well, I mean, he's newer, recent, yeah.
Yeah, a considerably older boyfriend, true or false?
True.
Is it because your dad is dating a much younger girl? Do you think that, you know, subconsciously is what's making you kind of rebel out and go out with an older man?
No.
We're doing a psychological study on women in new relationships right now. What is the reason you're so attracted to this older man?
There's several reasons. I mean,
is one of them cocaine?
Oh my! What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What about your old boyfriend? What is that?
Your alarm. She needs to wake up.
Oh. I wish mine made that noise. I wouldn't have been late today.
Yeah.
Can you snooze that for us, Karen? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Now, what about the old boyfriend? T.
What about him?
Why'd you break up with him for the old man, for old balls? Karen?
Well, I didn't really break up with him when we kind of broke up. It was a mutual thing back and forth, but...
I believe he's still in love with you, and I think the fact that you are dating this much older man who has a little bit of a fun time with recreational drugs might be somewhat of a concern to him.
Okay.
How long ago did you guys break up?
It was last year.
Last year? Oh, man, he should be over it, right?
Let's welcome him to the show right now. T, say hello to Karen.
What's going on? What's going on, Darren?
Karen, say hello to T.
Hello.
T, get it all out. Get it off your chest. What's bothering you?
Nothing much. She knows how I feel. I love her.
He's still in love with you.
Yeah, I can't believe you're waking me up and calling me this early.
That's true love. True love has no time limits.
How many times have I got calls at 4 or 5 in the morning expressing your love towards me recently?
Ooh.
Be honest.
Ooh, don't let old balls hear that.
I'm talking early.
Yeah.
Or late. Yeah. How are you going to look at it?
Do you want to get back with T? Is that what you're saying, Karen?
It's been on the table. It's been on my mind. Yeah.
It's like maybe you were mad at your dad, so you started banging old balls. Now you got that out of the way, and you were like, why did I ruin things with T? We should get back together. And he's worried about you because you're with this guy who seems to be bad news, and he's worried that you're going to lose your good job that you have.
Well, that's understandable.
T, you look at her and you tell her your true feelings right now.
I've done it off the air. I'll do it on the air.
Do it on the air.
I love her to death. I would do anything for her. She knows it. If she called me right now, off the air, on the air, and wanted me to like drive across country because she needed me, I'd be there.
Karen?
Whatever she needed.
Karen, yeah, you respond.
Well, I believe you. I read you loud and clear now. I don't have no doubts anymore.
How do you feel about him, though?
I still care about him. I don't think I was ever really over it.
Who do you like more, him or Koki Old Balls?
I guess it would have to be him.
Oh, well, then you're with the wrong guy.
You want to give the phone to Koki Old Balls? I'll break up with him for you right now.
We can do this on the air.
Yeah, let's do it on the air.
No.
Let's do it on the air.
On the air.
On the air. Let's get it out there.
This is going to end like Drugstore Cowboy. They're all going to die.
Where you guys didn't need to have any content today. I got like 45 minutes right now.
I got a guest waiting in the lobby. I'm making them wait so we can finish this.
Okay.
Where is he? Is he there? Is he there now, Karen?
No.
No, he lives in his own shack?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not there? Don't lie. Don't lie. He's there.
No,
don't lie.
He's really not.
What? If he's not there, I say, I love you, T.
I love you, T.
Oh.
And I don't want to be with Koki Old Balls anymore.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Repeat it.
Say it. Say, I don't want to be with Koki Old Balls.
I don't
want to
be with Koki Old Balls.
Yeah!
Yay! It's a fucking love story.
You bitches better invite me to the wedding.
Oh my God, you're invited, Mike.
Karen, he called because he misses you, and he was worried that this guy was going to make you ruin your good job. That's what he was cared about. He wasn't even really being selfish about it. That's true love.
I see that. That does a lot.
All right. Hey, well, listen to me. I don't know how. For some reason, I'm a relationship king. I got an old handicapped guy, a diamond ring earlier.
Hey, T, if you're looking to get engaged, may I suggest a heart-shaped diamond from the Golden Diamond
and a hot air balloon.
Mike Calta.
We all got that number already. We all have that number.
This is my package. Listen to me.
I'm not trying to rush in all that just yet.
That's all right.
All right.
We need to get back together. We need to fix things up a little bit. But let's get Koki Old Balls out of your life.
Straighten up, Karen.
Yes, because we don't want him to take you down that bad road.
Koki Old Balls out of the picture, and then we'll start talking about rose and diamond stores.
Yep. Or gold.
Yeah. I love rose gold. I'm just saying.
Mm, well, ask David.
Yeah, hey, well, you know.
All right, Pete, good luck. Or T. T, good luck.
T, yeah.
What's a dumb name, T? What is your real name?
Trey.
Trey, Karen, good luck to both of you.
Thanks.
All right, Karen is not too.
I appreciate it. Yeah, right. Whatever, man. I love you guys. Love everybody there.
Love you.
Have a good day.
I do love your show.
I love you.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Right. As long as you guys both love me, I don't care what happens to you.
Everybody love everybody.
Karen, good luck. Good luck, Trey and Karen.
Everybody, man. This show is all about love and peace.
Yeah, until we get mad at each other.
Why are we mad at each other?
That only lasts so long, and then it's still fun.
This is true, unless it's Spanish, then it's inside hate that lasts forever. Okay. All right, Trey, thank you. Let me know if you need anything else.
Happy Friday.
I love you guys.
Bye, Karen. Bye, Trey. Bye, Kokio Balls. There you go.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice. Great job, Mike.
Nothing awesome. Like bringing Bravo. People together.
Put the gun down, Karen.
Kokio Balls is got tattoos on his neck, and he's sharpening a knife the whole time. You think you're funny?
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.